The Farmer, the Tompt, and the Troll. There was once a Swedish farmer who was so mean that no one would work for him. In the end, he was forced to advertise for a tompt, which is what Swedish dwarfs are called, to gather in the harvest. Only one tompt applied for the job. He was 3 feet tall, very old and very wrinkled, and his long white beard trailed all the way down to the ground.
"I may not look much, but I can work very fast," said the tompt. "If you pay me well, I'll cut all your corn in a single night."
"You're hired,"
replied the farmer, and he crossed his fingers behind his back.
2 bags of gold will be ready for you at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning."
Before the tompt set off for work, he sang a song.
"I shall scythe and I shall reap, while the farmer's fast asleep. In the morning draw my pay, and hop, skip, jump, I'll be away."
All night long, the little tompt toiled, and by 7 o'clock in the morning, the entire wheat crop had been harvested and neatly stacked in the barn.
"Ooh, finished at last," said the tompt.
And at 8 o'clock, he knocked on the farmer's door. He knocked once. He knocked twice. He knocked 3 times. But there was no reply. He bellowed through the letterbox. He threw pebbles at the shutters. At last, the farmer poked his head out of a window and shouted,
"What's all the fuss about?"
"I want my pay," said the tompt.
"Well, you can't have it now. Come back this time next year, and I'll see what I can do."
And he slammed the window shut. The poor little tompt was so furious at being cheated that he went off to a nearby hill to plan his revenge. It was a very odd-shaped hill, and when the tompt reached the top, he found he was standing on the end of a huge nose.
"Good heavens," he said to himself, "this isn't a hill at all. It's a troll. And I have been trampling all over him with my dusty shoes."
"I don't mind," said the troll. "It's lonely up here, and I like a little conversation now and then."
So the tompt told the troll his sad story, and the troll was absolutely furious.
"Fancy cheating a poor little tompt like you."
Then the troll had an idea.
"Let's visit the farmer together.
I'm sure he'll pay up when he sees you've got a big brother like me."
So they marched off to the farm. The farmer was eating his dinner when he heard a loud knock at the door.
"Who's there?"
he growled. The tompt shouted through the letterbox,
"Will you please pay me my wages? Get the money and be prompt. Do not make me wait for ages. It's bad luck to cheat the tompt."
"Go away," growled the farmer. "I won't pay."
Then he looked out of the window and saw a gigantic troll armed with a wooden club standing outside.
"If you don't pay, you'll lose your hay,"
said the troll. And with a mighty puff, he blew all the farmer's haystacks into the pond. Then he leant on the roof until it creaked and said very quietly,
"Pay or I'll crack your chimney stack."
But frightened as he was, the farmer was too mean to hand over any money, so the troll lifted the roof and peered inside. The farmer was sitting on the kitchen floor, hugging his bags of gold. With a trembling hand, the farmer held up one bag.
"Will this do?"
he asked.
"Not enough,"
said the tompt.
"2 bags?
That's right,
said the tomt, grabbing his wages.
And one for me,
said the troll, stuffing another bag of gold into his pocket. Then the tomt climbed onto the troll's huge shoulders and they marched away, singing a victory song.
Tomts and trolls must stand together if they are to get their way. Now we're off to spend our money on a seaside holiday.